Remember that you are dust, and to dust you shall return. Some of you may already know that I kept a skull on my desk when I was an adolescent because I thought it was cool. You're wondering why I had a skull. I'll tell you briefly. My mother studied anatomy, and so somehow she came into possession of an actual skull, which scared me when I was very young, but then I had to overcome that fear as an adolescent to live out the coolness of skulls. But after I became a Christian, some years later, I dismissed that skull symbolism as the macabre domain of motorcycle gangs and death metal recording artists. But now I know that skulls are good for would-be saints. Today we'll receive ashes with the words, "Remember, O man, that from dust you came, and to dust you shall return." Now, those may not seem like upbeat words for meditation, but you may know that Saint Jerome is always depicted with a skull on his desk because he embraced these words all the time. Sometimes his image is accompanied with the words cogita mori, which means think of death. These are words to live by. And so is the case with others who care about their sanctity. Show me a saint, and I'll show you someone who thought a lot about death. They just go together. It's worth sharing a word about Matt Athos, which I've taken a greater interest in since my son was there this summer and plans to return next summer. On this peninsula in Greece, higher-ranking monks wear a skull in crossbones beneath the image of a skull on their habits, the greater schema, as it's called. And this represents the death of Adam that they aspire to overcome through their devotion to Christ. Yet, of course, it's a physical death in which we all must share. And these monks will tell you that the whole purpose of life is to prepare for that death, a death that they look forward to with a measure of joy. They like to think about death, of course, because it makes the purpose of life more clear. They visit the bones on display of monks of the past. So the way graves work in Mount Athos is that they are not buried in a permanent coffin, but their bones are dug up after the decomposition and then saved and put on display. And in one particular monastery, they have shelves from floor to ceiling, five skulls deep. And it's a place to walk and to appreciate, not only for visitors, but for monks on a daily basis. And the names of the more recently deceased are scratched on the foreheads of the skulls. And one skull carries a helpful message. It says, "Brother, look at the glory of man." I wonder if that's one of his last requests. When you put my skull there, this is what you are to scratch on it. As one monk said, "Today you are here, the next day you are not." And he said, "If you remember death every day, it keeps you from doing evil." And as we heard St. Paul say in our epistle reading, "Behold, now is the acceptable time. Now is the day of salvation," which is why we don't put off giving our lives wholly to the one who gave all for us. Today may be our last day. Let us live each day as if it were our last. Begin with the end in mind. This is why life productivity experts say this is the best way to get the most out of a project. It's also the way to get the most out of life. Ignore the reality of death, and you'll be more likely to seek things that will give you cause for regret on your last day. And so, Before we conclude, I want to end on a rather upbeat note, which is about the venerable Carlo Acutis, an adolescent who died of leukemia in 2006 at the age of 15. He was declared venerable by Pope Francis this past year, and his testimony of life is drawing many people to the faith. During Carlos's sickness, he knew he would soon die. His courage in the face of his inevitable premature death inspired his mother, who he drew to faith. "Mom, don't be afraid," he said, "because with the incarnation of Jesus, death became life, and there's no need to escape. In eternal life, something extraordinary awaits us." To quote Carlo again, "Our goal must be the infinite, not the finite. The infinite is our homeland. Heaven has been waiting for us forever." And so it is. Very God became man to the end that he might take on our death. Eternity was one with our mortality. And so he rose again so that we can follow the path that he carved out for us. Carlo bore witness to this hope until the end of his life at the age of 15. And if you know anything about him, you know that his great desire was to promote the Eucharist, especially Eucharistic miracles. And he visited all these sites where Eucharistic miracles took place. And here's what he would say, and which is ultimately why we're here today, not just for the ashes, but so that we could unite ourselves anew to the death and resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. And about the Eucharist, he would say this: "The Eucharist is my highway to heaven." And so, yes, with Jerome, let us say, cogita mori. Let us think of death, because that puts our minds on that life which is without end.